January 28th, the Daily Stoic. Watching the wise. Take a good hard look at people's ruling principle, especially of the wise, what they run away from and what they seek out. Marcus Aurelius. Meditations 4.38. Seneca has said, without a ruler to do it against, you can't make crooked straight. That is the role of wise people in our lives, to serve as model and inspiration, to bounce our ideas off and test our presumptions. Who that person will be for you is up to you. Perhaps it's your father or mother. Maybe it's a philosopher or a writer or a thinker. Perhaps, WWJD, what would Jesus do, is the right model for you. But pick someone. Watch what they do and what they don't do, and do your best to do the same. A Year with C.S. Lewis, Finding a Balance. The first word here is Screwtape. And if you know anything about the Screwtape letters, this is everything is flipped. This is the archangel of the devil that is teaching his protege, a demon, about the patients, which are humans. So keep that in mind. I'm done with the preface. Here we go. Screwtape offers ways to cleverly exploit the patient's dry spell. But there is an even better way of exploiting the trial. I mean, through the patient's own thoughts about it. As always, the first step is to keep knowledge out of his mind. Do not let him suspect the law of undulation. Let him assume that the first ardors of his conversion might have been expected to last and ought to have lasted forever, and that his present dryness is an equally permanent condition. Having once got this misconception well fixed in his head, you may then proceed in various ways. It all depends on whether your man is of the desponding type, who can be tempted to despair, or of the wishful thinking type, who can be assured that all is well. The former type is getting rare among the humans. If your patient should happen to belong to it, everything is easy. You have only got to keep him out of the way of experienced Christians. An easy task nowadays. To direct his attention to the appropriate passages in scripture, and then to set him to work on the desperate design of recovering his old feelings with sure willpower, and the game is ours. If he is of the more hopeful type, your job is to make him acquiesce to the present low temperature of his spirit and gradually become content with it, persuading him that it is not so low after all. In a week or two, you will be making him doubt whether the first days of his Christianity were not perhaps a little excessive. Talk to him about moderation in all things. If you can once get him to the point of thinking that religion is all very well up to a point, you can feel quite happy about his soul. A moderated religion is as good for us as no religion at all. And more amusing, from the Screwtape letters. If you don't think there are powers against you in the supernatural world, you're not paying attention. Jesus calling. He is with you always. These were the last words he spoke before ascending into heaven. He continues to proclaim this promise to all who will listen. People respond to his continual presence in various ways. Most Christians accept this teaching as truth, but ignore it in their daily living. Some ill-taught or wounded believers fear and may even resent his awareness of all they do, say, and think. A few people center their lives around this glorious promise and find themselves blessed beyond all expectations. When his presence is the focal point of your consciousness, all the pieces of your life fall into place. As you gaze at him through the eyes of your heart, You can see the world around you from his perspective. The fact that he is with you makes every moment of your life meaningful. And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always, is to the very end of the age. Matthew 28:20. O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. Psalm 139:1-4.